All right. Been a podcast in a while. Been doing a bunch of rope sessions I could with the clients that came by. Definitely trying to perfect my rope skills that I can. It's kind of a therapy to help those that want to be tied and enjoy the art and be able to relax and let go. Yeah, in my case, it's relaxing to do the tie. Pad or anything like instruments or whatever, but anyway, it's not about that. I've had some fans ask me, for those new to BDSM, how the hell can they find those in the kink lifestyle? You know, I guess find people. I get that. A lot of fakes, whether subs, fake doms, that's a good chunk. I would say if I had to think of one, let's see, maybe one good website. I don't know, I'm gonna say just, I guess decent. I would say FetLife. It's free, you can go on there. It's like a kinky Facebook, or kinky Facebook in a way. You can go on there, look, see if you can find groups, find place you want to get started, chats, look for friends, follow people, look at pictures, the whole nine yards. Now, I will admit it's not perfect. It got a lot of kinks to work. Kinks. Yeah, it's got stuff to work out, but I think it's definitely worth taking a look at. Alright. Now, for those who want to, that want to try, like, I guess, a more normal method, you want to go to another dating website or dating app, I would say, I get besides Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Hinge, or whatever. Those are good places you can go and, I guess, find like-minded kinksters. I mean, I know some of them sites do kind of frown and you can't get banned depending on what you use to advertise. But that's why we have communication. You can communicate on your dating site that you are doing kink in a way, you know. Something I pretty much talk about, let's say what you identify as, dom, sub, primal. Primal's being awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Or let's say dom A, masochist, anywhere you want to go, but you putting out that type of lingo talk in your profile, people who are in BDSM, they'll know. They'll be able to tell. Gotta give people the benefit of the doubt. And yes, I know places like Tinder and all that, it's just kind of like, not really your cup of tea, which is understandable because you think it's just purely hookup site. But there have been people who have gone on there and found relationships even on Tinder. Dynamics, play partners. Be honest, be straightforward, state what you're looking for. Now, as long as you try to keep your pictures not too crazy, it lowers your chance of getting banned on there. You can show your face, you might be able to show, maybe a little rope tie or two. Now, you don't want to show a girl just flat out butt naked over there or whatever. That could get you banned, but, you know, just like on a mannequin or a little harmless body part like an arm, it's not near as bad. And I've seen Tinder let you keep that up there and you go about your business. Your profile can state your kinks, state what you identify as, state what you're looking for, state how long you've been in lifestyle. you know, stuff like that. And your chances of finding somebody will help a lot. Now, of course, for other ones like Plenty of Fish, Bumble, Hinge, I probably say the exact same thing I just said for Tinder. Only difference is you got to, you know, everything got their own unique thing going on. Just take what you know, work for that, and just be careful. Now, let's see. Something else I've been asked is how to identify the fake doms and fake subs. Well, I'm going for both sides here, but if you're talking to somebody, let's say they give you a DM, they're all up in your inbox, like, hey, what's going on? And the person immediately starts calling you, you know, baby girl, or starts calling you daddy or whatever, just immediately start going to pet names, you don't even know what the hell this person even is. Or they're trying to boss you around. Like, let's say I had a fan tell me this one time. She was up on one of the dating sites. This guy identified the dom. He started just firing up her DM box, telling her to do this and this and that because he's a dom. And she, on her profile, put on there, she identifies as submissive. Now, I try to tell people, just because you identify as a submissive does not mean you are, you know, they're submissive, you know. That's why consent, vetting, talking, all that kind of matters. You can't just go out there and say, hey, I'm a dom, I like you, you with me, boom. You don't go that way. You gotta talk, consent, and all that. And then on the other side of the spectrum, I've heard stories of doms, even subs, talking about how a sub will come up to a dom and just go off demanding that they do everything they like and start calling them their dom and whatever and just going for broke. That's, to me, the same as the dom trying to just overpower somebody without any consent or talking. And I've seen how that could go. And honestly, if that is not, I guess, for people who are new to lifestyle and they don't know anything about BDSM, they see stuff like that, that can run people off. But I'm just here to tell you, at least a few that I know, that this kind of stuff is fundamentals, yet you just run. You run like hell if you see any kind of men or women doing that kind of thing. What, you know, whether you're looking for a sub, dom, dame, whatever, you just, those are just fundamentally just not good. If they don't ever talk about aftercare, don't ever ask about your kinks, your hard limits, soft limits, safe words, subspace, aftercare, don't try to explain, don't try to teach, don't try to vet you. Once again, yes, you should run like hell. I'm just saying. It will save you a lot of trouble. And I mean, I know it's not perfect, but yeah. Something else I've been kind of thinking about, another way to kind of help you weed people out. When trying to talk about, you know, making a dynamic, find out what he's looking for. Is he really trying to do something, or he or she trying to do something? Or is he just trying to just, you know, he or she just trying to bust a nut? Once again, talking, vetting. They're looking for a BDSM relationship, or are they just trying to say just enough lingo so they think, ooh, wow, he's kinky or she's kinky, you know, boom, bada, boom, bang. No, you really gotta check. That's something else too. As BDSM has been getting more mainstream, I've been hearing a lot more of those just saying just the least amount as possible to get, well, getting laid or gifts or whatever. That's why, once again, I say for all, research you can. There's places like Kinkly. Just go to Google, look it up, you know. FetLife, that's another one. It's a good spot you can go for. Decent websites you can try to look and see what you can find. Help you explain definitions, find where you want to go. Another site you want to go for beginners, want to learn more about themselves, BDSMtest.org. It's a fun, free test you can do to kind of help you identify your BDSM personality. Give you a few labels, stuff you can look up for later. Google is your friend. Use it. For me, when I first got started, I had to go to Google. And that found me a mentor and helped me a lot. Yeah, that's something else too. Try to find a good mentor you can trust if you can. Of course, if you can't, then yeah, you want to try to study all you can, because these people nowadays, it's just getting rough. I'm to be honest with you. Definitely getting rough. But I do hope this helps those who are trying to learn BDSM and trying to help their kinky life, I guess, in the dating scene. Hope it helps a little bit. Anyway, that's all for now. Until next time. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you have any kinky stories or confessions that you really want to have me read on this podcast, then you can just send it to my email at bdsmnoirlife@gmail.com. Or you can find it in pretty much my bio on Anchor or my Instagram. Anyway, if you also want to find more bonus stories or ASMR, you also can check out my Patreon. I'll be constantly putting more and more content of whatever comes in my life. But anyway, until next time.